be your undivided attention. And pay attention. Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Listen, if you got your Bibles, hold them up. Say, this is my Bible.
My Bible.
The Word of God.
Word of God.
Its intent was to change me.
Was to change me.
So I agree. With the change.
With the change.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So let's go to the Word first and foremost and deal with some things. Amen? Philippians 3:13. When you get to Philippians 3:13, say amen.
Amen. Amen.
When you get to Philippians 3:13,
yes,
say amen.
Amen.
You ain't at Philippians 3:13 yet? Yes, don't tell me. When you get there, say amen. Everybody that's going to go to Philippians 3:13, you have it.
Yes. Amen.
Amen. So let me read this. I'm going to start at verse 12. It says, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect. Look at somebody and say, hey.
Hey.
Whether you believe it or not.
Whether you believe it or not.
You
are not perfect.
So if you ain't perfect,
quit
trying to make me be perfect.
Quit trying to make me be perfect.
Stop forcing your imperfection to make me perfected because the lenses you look through are imperfected. And until you see me like Jesus sees me, you're not going to see me perfect anyway.
Amen.
You have been conditioned to look for my mishaps and my mistakes and not my perfectness.
Come on.
You trying to discover what's wrong instead of what's right. Hallelujah. But I follow after, if that I may apprehend for that which also I am apprehended. Look at somebody and say, hey.
Hey.
Can I ask you a question?
Can I ask you a question?
Are you after Christ?
Are you after Christ?
Because if you're after Christ, say it, because if you're after Christ,
after Christ.
Guess what?
Guess what?
He was after you.
He was after you.
Before you he was ever born.
Before you was ever born. Hallelujah.
Now look back at him and smile real big and say, guess what?
Guess what?
He's still after you.
He's still after you.
Hallelujah. Now tell him the truth. Go look in their face and tell them the truth. Say, guess what?
Guess what?
Guess what's going to happen next? He's going to get his way.
He's going to get his way. Hallelujah.
Christ is going to get you. Na 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 na.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I don't care about what you do or what you don't do. Christ is going to get you now.
Come on. Come on.
God has more time than we think he does.
Yeah. Yeah. Amen.
Here's the thing that amazes me. You think that because a person is going through situations and circumstances and crises in their life, that God is not around dealing with it. He's dealing with it, but he's just not dealing with it in the scope of who you are. He's dealing with it in the scope of who he is through the person that he's dealing with. Oh my God. Ain't it amazing how many people draw out their Bibles and throw scriptures at other people that they don't even obey themselves? Check this out. I'm going to stay over here because me and you real really just talk because the rest of them is religious people and they don't want to talk really. There's a scripture in the Bible. Guess what it says? It says, lie not one to another. But it wasn't talking about the world. The word was written to the church. So how many church people lie to each other all day? Mercy God, but you want to, you want them to come around and tell you the truth when you know that they've been lying. Not only have they been talking a lie, but they've been living one. See them same people outside of a church atmosphere and see who you find. I've been standing behind people in Walmart that go here and hear them literally cuss the lady at the register out. And turn around and look at me and go, oops, that's my pastor. I was, who? Don't you blame that on me?
I don't know.
I get the right to say I don't know you because Jesus is going to say the same thing.
Yeah. Come on.
I don't know you. Why? Lie not one to another. Defrauding the truth, living a lie. Well, I'm not in your crib.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm not in your house with you, but I can guarantee you right now, just from the response of your family, the way you conduct kingdom business is not attracting them to Jesus.
Come on.
Oh, the glory. Let me. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended. Listen, but this one thing, just this one thing, have I apprehended that I do, forgetting those things which are behind, reaching forth unto those things which are before. Now, I'm going to take you on a journey. You ready?
Yes.
And I can't take you on I'm only going to do it in pieces so you can understand. Amen? Now, let me ask you this question. How many of you really want to be delivered and set free? No, you really want to experience what it is freedom in the kingdom. Really, you want to be set free. You want to be delivered. You want to know what it is to live out of heaven while you're on the face of the earth.
Yeah.
Well, here, let me. Can everybody see that? Can y'all see that over there? I'm gonna have to move this out. Now, can everybody see it?
Yeah.
You see what it says?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Trauma, pain.
It says trauma, pain. Now, trauma and pain only come from two places. Either it comes by accident, which you can't control. That means things that have happened to you, car accident, you got hit, or something happened to you. In those accidents, trauma and pain can happen to your body. You can break a bone, or you can have an old war wound, if that's what you want to call it. And so in that, you have trauma. There's pain there, amen? The only other way pain can get in your body is if it is inflicted. That means if it's inflicted pain, there had to have been an inflicted. So then you relegate your whole life to trauma or painful incident that happened in your life either by an accident or by an inflicted. You ready?
Amen.
You ready?
Amen.
We're going to take the Holy Ghost test. You ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because I'm going to jack your slacks. I'm telling you now. I promise you. And see, this is not normal preaching to people. This is not normal teaching to people. Because what you want me to do is come up here and be hermeneutically, homiletically sound. You want me to grab a big scripture and then point A, point B, point C, and then get to the end and recapitulate for 45 minutes to tell you what I already said? No, I'm going to teach you the living truth out of the living word of God under a prophetic unction and watch your life be transformed and changed. So you say, so I will know how.
So I will know how.
Come on, talk to me. Now, I know y'all talk louder than this when you ain't around. Talk to me, please. Thank you. Say, I will know how.
I will know how.
To deal with life.
To deal with life.
As it comes.
As it comes.
Based on the word.
Based on the word.
Hallelujah.
The body of Christ is crippled because it doesn't know how to deal with life based on the word as it comes. Because everything that comes to us, when it hits us, it falls under one of these two places and we're traumatized, and we don't forget those things which are behind. We don't reach unto those things which are before. Our whole life is relegated out of a past experience that's dictating us, that's crippling us from being the sons and daughters that God intended us to be. See, now you're quiet. And right now, this whole place will be filled. So this is what I had to do. I had to get on my knees. I had to ask God for forgiveness for backing off the prophetic gift that has an apostolic grace in my life so you can remain comfortable. So I crawled around and snotted and cried. And, oh, Father, I'm so sorry. And I didn't know. He said, well, then go do what I said. Not a problem. Get up, wipe my nose, wipe my tears, it's over with. So what's going to happen? I'm soundly prophetic. I'm in the word. You see? And it's not because I come past you every now and then and say, thus saith the Lord God Almighty, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. No. That's not why. Because prophecy is not just for a word of knowledge for the now. Prophecy is a word given by God that you can build a life on for your future. It's God's intent for something that he has planned to take place in your life that you haven't stepped into yet. And the reason that you haven't stepped into it is because of trauma, pain, some type of affliction. Amen. Now, yeah.
It's under there.
It's under there. It's under there.
Oh, I did. Thank you, man. This one, accident. Miracle, God business. Amen. You've been in some kind of accident, you got some kind of pain, you can lay hands on you by the power of God, God business showing up, miraculous healing takes place. An arm that's shorter than another arm. Arm grow out, leg grow out, blind eyes come in, deaf ears open. So, come on, clap your hands and say shout, hallelujah.
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 But over here, when you're afflicted and trauma comes in, there was an afflictor, a person that did it to you. Hallelujah. And in that affliction, that pain stays there because of the memory process. Because of the memory process. Say the memory process. Now, remember I told you, I'm not going to be up here long, but I'm going to tell you this. Because of the memory process. Now, watch this. I forgot your name. Tell me your name.
Orlando.
Orlando?
Yeah.
Come here for a second. I ain't picking on Orlando. I just know he ain't got thin skin and, you know, he not scared of me or none of that kind of stuff. He ain't, you know, he don't think I'm spooky or crazy, because if he did all that, he wouldn't let his wife in. That right?
Yes, sir.
He wouldn't let his wife come to church and come back home and tell him, you know what Pastor said? How many times you done heard that?
Several.
Man, come on. Man, I'm telling you. Would you stop doing that? You're breaking up my friendship. I can't be friends because you go home and say, your pastor said, yeah. Man, I'm trying to build a relationship with the brother. You beating him up with what I said. Let him get to know me so he know that what I said is what I live. And it don't come. So trauma is inflicted. Now, I'm going to teach you something. You ready for it?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Now I'm asking you before I come at you.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
I'm gonna prove something. Stand right over here. Right here. Good looking guy.
Amen.
I'm gonna ask you some questions that you answer. Have you had some things happen in your life that you don't appreciate?
Yep.
When you think about it, what happens to you?
Makes me angry and frustrated.
What?
Makes me angry and frustrated.
When did they happen?
Years ago.
When did they happen?
Years ago.
But every time you think about it, what happens to you?
You're frustrated, angry.
And what do? Your body reacts, sends you through the whole moving process. You feel it all over again. You can feel the pressure rising. You can feel the anger from that moment in time rising up again. And if somebody happens to be a part of that photograph that's in your memory or move in a certain way that reminds you of that, how do you react to that person?
Angry.
Mercy, Jesus. Mercy, Jesus. You mean to tell me that I got stored up memories from years ago of traumatic things that happened to me, and every time I think about them, my body reacts now to what happened then? Something is wrong, people. So you can never get into your future because you're still in your past. Your feelings are in your past. Your emotions are in your past. Your responses are in your past. Your care is in your past. Your concern is in your past. Because it's all wrapped into a traumatic memory that you have not allowed yourself to release and let go of to forget those things which are behind so you can get into your future. Somebody in this place shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's amazing that you know why I brought you up here. Because I know you'll tell the truth. And I didn't want Christianese. You know what I'm saying? You might be somebody would have got up here. Kilo Rabashon Deme! Did he tell you the truth?
Yes.
Did he tell you the truth? Thank you.
Thank you.
Come on, put your hand together. Yeah. Now, since we know that's the truth, ready for this?
Yes.
I should have brought Amy up here and let her write. There's a thing in your brain, and I studied this myself, but when I heard it again, it blew me away. There's a thing in your brain called the hippocampus. You know what it does?
Yes.
You know what it does? The hippocampus deals with long-term and short-term memory.
Yes, it does.
It manages your memory. But check this out. It has only two capabilities to manage memory. It either manages pain or pleasure.
That's right. Come on, Pastor.
It doesn't manage anything else. It either manages pain or pleasure. So everything that happens in your life based on inflicted pain is relegated to that. Ooh, my God. So since your memory is diving on the pain side of your life, you're caught in a cycle of the past and never can get into the now. Can I help you now? Everybody that comes into your life after that is treated out of two places. They're either treated out of the pain side of your life or out of the pleasure side of your life, and sometimes it's mixed. Check this out. Back over here with Orlando, because he's the only one saved in here. Have you ever thought to yourself sometimes, Orlando, that Lily said something to you, it wasn't bad, but it was how it was said, and the response you gave her was nasty? And you went away saying to yourself, why did I respond to her like that?
Yep.
It came out of memory, but it came out of the pain side, not the pleasure side. Because it was a word she said or how she said it that triggered the pain side of memory, and his response or his defense mechanism kicked in, and he responded to her just like he would have responded to the person that caused the pain he inflicted in the first place. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
So what if I, by the Spirit of God, go in and erase that side of your life? If by the Spirit of God, I go in and erase the pain side, all that's left is what?
Happy and joyous.
So that means your body is producing endorphins that's going to produce joy, unspeakable and full of glory, because it doesn't have to take a take to pain, because the pain has been erased. The amygdala is peculiar in your brain. To me, the amygdala is stupid. And it needs somebody to talk to. Because the amygdala is the part of your brain that sends the chemical responses to your being that causes you to react to either the pain or the pleasure in it. The amygdala jacks you up because it brings rest, it brings fight, it brings flight, or it brings fear, which causes you to freeze. Uh-oh. Has somebody ever trapped you in a lie and cornered you so much you didn't have nothing to say, and so your nothing to say, only thing you did was get angry because you realized that anger would back off the questioning? Oh my God. That came from the side of your brain, from the memory side, that's producing pain that brought that memory back to you and caused the defense mechanism to kick in. And so when you was caught, only thing you did was get angry and defend yourself to make that individual stop putting pressure on the pain side of your memory. And so, what's the name of that thing again? Amygdala started producing what in your body? What? Yep, and you started getting what? Mad, angry, snapping. Now you got all these emotions that started down here and they're running through your body and you can feel it. Oh my Jesus. But God did not create you to carry pain, but he did create you to carry pleasure. So now this is what you're dealing with. Trauma. And the trauma of what you're dealing with is because you won't release what happened to you yesterday to get into your today. Every single solitary one of your responses in a situation is based on pain or pleasure. You know why my wife and I, our marriage is so awesome? Because we have erased the pain side of relationship. Oh my God. Erase it. I went home last night after hearing this message, went straight to my wife and said, baby, tell me something that happened traumatic in your life that's bothering you. She told me. I instantly prayed for it. It broke my, woo. Hey! You thought you were, boy. You thought you was, I'm riding the wave now. I'm like, this is smoking bad to the bone. Most people will not face pain if it's uncomfortable. They'll shove it under the carpet of their life and not face it. Amen? So now you had a traumatic, say you had a traumatic relationship. Previously, before the relationship you were, this person is totally different than the other person. But this person that you're with now is catching all the hell that the other person should have caught. You suspicious now. You CSI. Everything the person does, you remind me. What? how can I remind you of somebody else because I put my pants on? That's how serious it gets. That's how tied these emotions become. You put your pants on just like Jake did. Well, so does everybody else. One leg at a time unless you hold your pants and jump off the bed. So you're going to spend the rest of your life accusing everybody like you did everybody. What? I'm not even involved in that situation. So if I get myself away from the inflicted, the pain, the trauma that's causing me to have this breakout, then once I wash it and get free, then I won't relegate myself to my past, but I can live in the now of faith, which God's the man that's pushing my purpose and my destiny, and I can see myself like God sees me. See, I'm gonna leave you alone. Because I can sense the anointing of the Holy Ghost. The Spirit of God is sitting on you. It's sitting on you. Asking you to get out of here. Now I'm gonna make a statement to you. I'm not even gonna write nothing else on the board. Because I'm finished the whole message. I'm just laying a foundation. Orlando, you made a statement. You said what you was dealing with was years old. It happened years and years ago. Mm-hmm. So if it happened years and years ago, hear what I'm about to say to you now. Hear what I'm going to say to you. It's not the devil inflicting you no more, it's self-infliction. It's self-infliction. Itself, the enemy just put pressure on you, but it's self-infliction. So now, imagine this. Imagine you sitting in a movie theater. And the movie that's being played is your life. Every traumatic incident, everything that happened to you to cause you to be the way you are, the way you think, is being played on a movie screen. You're the director of the movie. You're the stunt man in the movie. You wrote the movie. And now you live in the movie. But all of a sudden, this movie that's being played in this theater of your life, all of a sudden, the tape breaks. When the tape breaks, what happens to the movie? What happens to the movie? And so since the movie stops playing, there is no more affliction to attach itself to. The old movie that's in your life, now you have a brand new message. Oh, somebody up in here.
Yeah.
Then it's the movie that the enemy can attach to that, is that it happened to my mother, it happened to my father, it happened, no, that don't have nothing to do with you. You an in, say this, say, I am an individual.
An individual.
Say, there is nobody.
There is nobody.
Nowhere. Like me.
Like me.
But he ain't me. He ain't me. He is far more tenacious in certain areas than I am. He likes to have conversations with people and get them all aroused and draw them in. He'll even bait them. I'm not playing. He'll even bait them. And he'll give them information that'll cause them to run off and Google stuff. Go to Webster Dictionary and Yahoo. And all the time he's sitting there cracking up laughing because he did it on purpose. Man, that's his injection. I have watched this boy sit at a table and the family sitting around playing games and he'll throw a ringer in there in a minute and next thing you know, all of them, that's wrong, that's not right. He sent back, well, what? And now they all got their phones out. They Googling and going to whoever, inspector.com or whatever. And all the time, this dude is laughing and smiling. And they all sit back there shaking their head going, you ain't kidding. You hear them calling, damn, leave me alone. You ain't touching. But he has learned something, and what he learned, he got systematically from me. He understands the power of words and how words affect a human being's life. When you understand the power of words and how words affect a human being's life, you can strategically, skillfully say a thing to an individual and cause them to have an emotional high or an emotional low. You can build them or kill them. I just choose to be a builder, I'm not a killer. Here we go. What's the name again?
Amygdala.
Y'all gonna keep asking that because amygdala does no fit on my tongue. So here's what I want to do. You want to get free?
Amen.
You want to be different?
Amen.
You want to change?
Amen.
I'm not going any further. Everything I just said to you has infected you and affected you greatly. It caused you to start weeping and crying because movies started being played in your head. Oh, mercy. So what if we stop the self-affliction? What if we stop the woe is me? When this message was being called, my friend, who's a really good friend of mine, Rick Lombard, was breaking this out. And last night when he broke it out, it was the first time that he had introduced it to a body of Christ. And he was talking about deliverance and healing and restoration. And so this question came to pass, and I'm going to drop it on you. How is it that I can pray for people? I've seen people get new livers, new kidneys. I've seen people healed of cancer. I've seen legs grow out. I've seen God perform some supernatural, powerful miracles. And then yet still turn around to pray for another individual that has the same symptoms and they don't get healed, they die. Why? The answer lies in what I just told you. They have a trauma or a pain in their life that they cannot release. And from that pain process, it has caused worry, it has caused stress, broken down the body, and allowed sickness to come in. But if we deal with the trauma that happened in their lives, kick that memory out, the body, say this, say the body.
The body.
Say the body.
The body.
Has been equipped.
Has been equipped.
To heal itself.
To heal itself.
The body of Christ healing itself. Now, this is what I want you to do. If you never had anything bad happen in your life, raise your hand. What happened? Somewhere in your life, a traumatic event took place that now that traumatic event is formulating you. It is dictating to you. It is telling you how to feel. It's telling you how to live. It's keeping you from being promoted. It's stopping you from walking into your destiny. So, can I take you on my journey to help you with yours? Because most... I can be transparent and it ain't no bother. Because I've come to the point in my life, it doesn't make a difference what you say about me in the first place. I know who I am in Christ. I'm so secure. I'm so solid in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It wouldn't make a difference to me what you said all day long, every day. I go home and bust out laughing and pray the more harder for you. That's why I spend so much time with my fish. They don't talk about it. They swim around the technical. And all that, to me, all they're saying is more, more. Because they just want to be fed. You know, every time you walk past the tank, they all rush to the top. They want. Easy to deal with. But can I ask you this? How are you going to deal with conflict resolution in your life? When all you can associate conflict resolution to is pain, you can never be healed. So, Rick asked the question, and Amy, you're here to help me to make sure I'm not. Rick asked the question. He said, "Who? Stop for a minute and think about a traumatic event that happened in your life. And tell me how you feel right now about that event." So he said, people who are above 5, closer to 10, between 1 and 10, raise your hand. I raised my hand because mine was on 10. I'm going to tell you that now. Mine was tilted. It was past 10. It was probably closer to 100. And when you said years ago, well, I'm talking when I was still a teenager when this happened. My brother got killed, and we went to the apartment where he lived at, and the people that did it was there. So I had my brother and my nephew and one of my cousins with me. We all walked into the apartment. I was snapped, but I was gone. And in my vision, in my mind, every time I think about that, my whole body gets affected by it. Anger rises up. I go back through the whole cycle of memory of what I should have done to them, how I should have broke necks, how I should have threw people out of windows, what I should have took the very gun they had. All that process, to this day, to yesterday, I was going through the whole process because I've been set free. I could feel the anger coming up. I could feel myself. Oh! I could see the apartment. I could see their faces. I could hear the whole conversation. I could feel my brother, my nephew, my cousin grabbing me, dragging me up. Come on, Andre, you got to get out of here. You can't do that. Man, they got to die for what they done. So I said to him yesterday, raise my hand, because it was on 10. I was burning up. Rick knew. He walked up to me a couple of times. Shook my hand, put his hand on my shoulder. He was cracking. He cracked some jokes to calm me down. But after I dealt with the memory and released it, I saw myself walk out of the door, shut the door, and the whole thing erased. It's not that it doesn't exist. And so he prayed a prayer. He said, Father God, in the name of Jesus, allow Andre to see his brother now. So when I saw my brother, like what he used to do all the time, walk around the corner, come to the house every Sunday to eat dinner with us, we laughing and talking, and then a strange thing happens in the midst of me seeing this now, this pleasurable memory that has replaced a painful one. A strange thing happened that rocked my world. That I was ignorant to, Orlando. I heard the voice of God. God said, Andre, Kenny's with me. Whoo! That went all through my being, and nothing now in that place registered. Nothing but supernatural peace. You can't make me mad about that situation, no more. It's dead. It's gone. And God wants to do the same thing for you, but you need to release the thing that's holding you. You need to stop self-inflicting yourself. Now, I'm going to tell you why this is dangerous. Miana, stand up. Miana works at, well, I don't know if Kathy still does, but they work at Walgreens in the pharmacy. How much medicine is passed out based on how people feel? How much medicine is passed out based on how a person feels? The pharmaceutical industry is making billions of dollars based on your affliction. Based on a bad memory. Psychiatrists and psychologists is making $200 an hour for me to take you back to when you was 2 years old and rehearse bits and pieces of your life that you won't let go. Oh my God. Just imagine this new wave of healing causes us to release the trauma of inflicted pain. Guess what would happen to the pharmaceutical industries and the psychologists and the psychiatrists? No more dope to be passed out. Yes, witchcraft. Because pharmaceutical industry used to be one snake on the pole. Now it's two snakes on the pole when they face each other. She's standing. What are you talking about? Now watch. We was talking about this morning. And I'm glad they're here. I'm going to ask you this question. You answer based on what you know, not what I know. Does pain medicine stop pain? Pain medicine don't stop pain. Now, ask, say, what does it do to you?
It makes you high. Makes you high.
Not only makes you high, but watch this. Pain medicine interrupts the signal to your brain that tells you that you have pain. That's all it does. It blocks the natural signal in your brain. That's chemically, it blocks the signal so you don't think that you have no more pain. But the minute that medicine wears out, the signal is still there. Say this with me. Say, pain is the thing that God gave me to show me that something is out of order. He made this statement yesterday that rocked my world. He said that women who have back and hip problems, usually the back and the hip problem is come because of some inflicted traumatic pain. And every time they have washed away the memory, that back and hip problem went away. You can sit down. Oh. So now, you got one traumatic event that took place in your life, and probably more. But do you know in that one traumatic event that took place in your life, there's 15 or 20 other things that's attached to it? So can you imagine getting rid of the root and then you get rid of the tree? Yeah. Oh my God. Now I don't know about nobody else, but I'm looking at your face and I know God is dealing with you, seriously dealing with you, because you really want out of the pain of your past. You know, it is jacking you up in your sleep, the dreams that you have, how you deal with people. It has paralyzed you from keeping you from being an entrepreneur and having your own business. Because trust issues lie in the pain of your past. See how simple prophecy is? That's a simple, powerful prophetic word. It's precise, but once I get him out of his trauma, once I get him out of his trauma and remove that movie and he starts living on the side where God wants him to live, guess what? You're going to be dynamically, supernaturally astonished at how fast God is going to bless you and raise you up. You ain't going to have no problems with living right, doing right, walking right, talking right, thinking right. In other words, you will go around and turn around and help the people that you know that's like that get them free as well. boy. I got scripture after scripture after scripture after scripture to back every single. Now, that baby was gone.
All right,
bro. Ms. Lord, have a seat. Close your eyes. Okay. You take that traumatic event inflicted upon you, because it's not. It hurts so bad.
Shameful and worthless and undesired failure. Angry. Disgusted. I can't breathe.
When did it happen? How long ago? How long ago? If it happened that long ago, why are you reliving it right now? She is reliving everything that memory had from her past. She's reliving it right in front of you. She's reliving it in front of you. Mercy, Jesus. So now, what if we, by the power of God, can interrupt this movement? Totally get real. Where it's not associated with that. No effect on her no more. What's going to be the quality of her life? I learned this and it messed me up. There's 9,000 neurological centers in your heart that's attached to your brain. And so when your brain responds to a memory of pain, your body starts responding with it. Did you hear her say, I can't breathe? Well, she was breathing fine. How all of a sudden, now all of a sudden you can't breathe? What's sucking your air away? Come on, people of God. I'm showing you a way of how to get healed, how to get that stuff out of your life, dealing with the pains of your past that you have allowed to build treasures in your heart. Okay. Let her deal with her. But this is what I want you to do. Everybody in the house, I want you to close your eyes. Close your eyes. And I want you to take your hand.
Yes, Mom.
And put it on your heart. Put it on your heart. Now I just want you to pat it a little bit. And I want you to say, Father, right now,
right now,
I release the pain of this memory.
Pain of this memory.
To you. Jesus.
You're the fixer.
Of my heart.
I choose.
Right now. To let it go. That is erased. And cannot come back again. I'm free.
From every emotional tie.
That traumatic event.
In my life.
I'm free.
I'm free.
In Jesus' name. Now I want you to tell you what's happening. There's a peace of God coming upon you. You can sense peace. And that's what God wants to give you, peace. That those memories are right. Come on. Come on, receive your healing. Come on, let God release that. Come on, let God release it. Let it go. Let it go. Let it go. So it doesn't have any more. So it doesn't break out in your body any kind of way. No sickness and no disease. Let it go. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Father, thank you. No longer. God, glory. All the traumatic events that you have seen that have messed you up, the Spirit of God is erasing those memories and making you whole. Carrying a trunk of pain. And it's time for you to empty that trunk out. It's time for you to dump that junk out of your trunk. It's time for you to loose it and let it go. You're not living in your past. You're living in the now. And your past should not be affecting your now. The scripture says, all things are passed away. And behold, all things have become new. Everybody in the place, raise your hands. Just raise your hand. And I just want you to pray this prayer with me. Say, Father.
Father.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Search my heart.
Search my heart.
And if there be.
If there be.
Anything.
Anything.
That I have not dealt with.
That I have not dealt with.
Show it to me.
Show it to me.
And move it out of my life.
And move it out of my life.
There's things about me.
There's things about me.
That I don't like.
That I don't like.
That don't line up.
That don't line up.
And I need your help.
I need your help.
For deliverance.
For deliverance.
For transformation.
Transformation.
And for change.
And for change.
Right now.
Right now.
Father, thank you.
Father, thank you.
And I'm free.
And I'm free.
And I'm free.
I'm free.
Wow.
I open up your hearts. I open up your minds with a two-edged sword of righteousness. And peace. I do a holy work in you. I do a grace in you. My forgiveness is for you. As you forgive those who have hurt you and harmed you, I know about that pain. I live that pain. I have been with you. Give them your peace. Grant peace to those who have harmed you and have hurt you and have brought you pain. Apply my blood upon them. Apply my grace upon them. I sacrifice for you. You sacrifice with grace and peace and forgiveness for those who have harmed you. You will be healed by my word. You will be healed by my grace. You will be healed by my love, which extends into eternity by my power and by my blood and by my Holy Spirit. Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Come on, let's worship God by giving him a hand clap. Come on, let's simply worship God by giving him a hand clap. Hallelujah. Father, thank you for the awesomeness of your presence, for the power and the ability of your word that has transformed and changed lives in this place. Father, thank you for healing hurting hearts, that the trauma doesn't exist. You have removed it, Father, and given us rest and peace, and we can live in the now of our lives and fulfill our purposes and destiny. I praise you and I glorify you, Father, that we were not built to carry pain and affliction, but we were built to carry your glory and pleasure and joy unspeakable that way. So, Father, thank you as we have released our inflictors, forgiven them, set your word upon them, that we ourselves have been forgiven and totally set free. And in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you for total healing from the crown of our heads to the soles of our feet. In the massive, matchless name of Jesus, do we give thanks and praise Let everybody say amen.
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 Please don't forget about Tuesday night Bible study. It's time to let go of the hurt. I'm telling you, the Spirit of God keeps saying it's time to let go of the hurt. It's time to let it go. It's yesterday. You're free. You are free. You are not a prisoner anymore. You are not a prisoner. You are not a prisoner. You are free to fulfill your God-given destiny. Listen. Do this for me. I thank you, Father. Thank you for the word, Mary. Do this with me. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
No, speak it out. Say, in Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
I am.
I am.
Now shout to say, I am.
I am.
A forgiver.
A forgiver.
I am not.
I am not.
A condemner.
A condemner.
I am.
I am.
An instrument of grace.
An instrument of grace.
I forgive.
I forgive.
Everyone.
Everyone.
Who has done.
Who has done.
Or said.
Or said.
Anything to me.
Anything to me.
That would have hurt me.
That would have hurt me.
I release them.
I release them.
And I release the memory.
And I release the memory.
And I right now.
And I right now.
Forgive myself.
Forgive myself.
And now,
and now,
I am totally free.
I am totally free.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Come on, put your hands together and give God some praise. Go and be blessed in the name of the Lord and have the greatest day, the first day of the rest of your life.
More to come, bro. More breakthrough, more healing. Coming. Oh.